we here? Do you ever think about it?
I do. Adam and Eve banged each other to make more people, and then that's when Moses parted the Red Sea, and then that's when Noah built the ark with the animals, and then that's when Jesus came and rode on his boat.
Yeah, he rode on his boat.
Jesus rode on a boat?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think he just flew in.
He flew in?
Yeah, Jesus can fly.
Spirit Airline?
That was good.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Meeting him. Why is it called Big Wig, by the way?
I think because of the wig, the bigger the wig, when like in 1947 or whenever
they used to. More important?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe the guys from the dollop could answer that question, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Don't you imagine?
Yeah, it's I don't know.
I don't know. What do I know? Fact news or fiction? 2 hours or less.
Must be like logic.
Can get fucking
Lake Logic.
She's got vocal fry. It must be Lake Logic. It makes me sexy when I...
Right.
When it sounds like I'm about to throw up.
What product number one is to take 10 years off your look instantly? Well, here it is.
Instantly.
It's called Zeman.
Zeman. Does he not realize what an awful name this is? Does he not for 1 second think about the ramifications of doing a video on Zeman? Does he not know that The Commercial Break has been doing this for 2 years?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break. Welcome back. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, cohort, co-host, and co-partner in crime, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Chrissy, best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
The best to you out there in the podcast universe. How in the hell are you? Welcome back to yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. Fact, news, or fiction in 2 hours and 16 minutes or less, or your money back. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Apply for your money back. Good luck. Good luck to you, ma'am. Good luck to you, sir.
Best to you.
Many travels. What is it? Best to your travels, or whatever the fuck they say. We're back from a little vacation, a little vacay. Well, everyone they call it a vacay.
Yeah.
It was more of a...
A little break.
Yeah, it was a forced interruption is what it was. A commercial break of the commercial break. That is a commercial break from your commercial break. There you go.
But no one knew.
Yeah. What's that?
No one knew.
No one knew because we,
we had a
Because we're
episode.
Professionals.
That's
we
right.
do shit on point here, Chrissy. We're A-plus premium shit. None of that stanky weed here. You get only the kind bud. Kind bud. I remember we used to call it kind bud.
Kind
Why do we call it kind bud? Why did they call it kind bud?
I don't know. Kind.
Because it was special. It's kind. It wasn't ever kind to me.
Makes you kind?
Just made me paranoid. Just put me in a corner on my ass.
And give you the munchies.
I have watched a video the other day. It was like College Humor, one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a, it was a couple of years ago, but they did a POV, point of view.
Yes.
About getting high at a party, right? And it was the most accurate representation of my experience with, as a pothead that possibly could be out, visual representation.
Yes.
Because the guy, you know, he took a couple hits of the weed, and at first he was like, cool, cool. Oh, that girl's cute. You know, pass the joint. Buff, buff, pass. You know, he's doing the whole nine yards, and then he's like, uh-oh, you're getting that feeling again. He like slowly devolves into this clear panic attack that the guy is having. Everyone's staring at him and making fun of him. And that's just how he was. And I used to get high with a couple of guys when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I would either do, you know, whatever I was doing, whatever psychotropic I was on. They would like fuck with you. They would make noises.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be all wasted, you know, like 35 hits of, you know, Jesus Christ acid or whatever, sunshine blotter, whatever fucking nimwit name they gave it. And you'd be twisted. It'd be middle of the night, Pink Floyd, The Wall would be playing in the background, and someone would go, meow. And you'd be like, what was that?
Did you do that?
Yeah. And then they'd make faces. They'd be like, ah. It's all so.
Are you sure they were doing it?
No,
or
yeah, they
were.
Just no, they were. Okay. It took me a couple of years to figure it out. But when I figured it out, I was like, I really have a bunch of asshole friends.
Yeah.
They really want to fuck with me. Yeah. Friends and family. They all just wanted to mess with me. So we got back from a little vacation. We took a couple of weeks off. You may have heard it when we were talking about it in episodes a couple days ago. But I went to PodFest Expo 2022.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Represented.
And so let me tell you a little story. And I'll try and be as gentle with this story as possible. The guy who runs PodFest, Chris, he asked me a couple months ago, or maybe a year ago, we talked about it, and he said, why don't you run an entire comedy track? Like, do a whole, you know, you have a room, you have a stage, you curate the content that you want regarding comedy.
Yeah.
Which then turned into just entertainment in general, which then turned into many, you know, days of comedy. It's just, it was like, it got a little bit too much. And I said, let's rein it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving me 26 hours on a stage to fill full of comedy content, why don't you just give me like a really hyper-focused, you know, comedy.
Sure, track. That makes sense.
Yeah, and he agreed to that. And our good friend Jeff Dwoskin was a part of this whole situation too. So he agrees to that. And Jeff reaches out to a guy who used to run a famous online parody magazine. Mm-hmm. I'll let you guess which one, yep, right? But it's a very famous online parody news magazine that has the name of a vegetable.
But I was going to say, so it's a vegetable, yeah.
I don't want to give any names away, but the guy is a co-founder of this. So the day goes on. Everything's going wonderfully. It's a little, the conference itself in and of itself is a little scattered. So there's mm-hmm. people here and there's people there, but there's not a, like a big concentration of people in any one particular place.
Yeah. Well, people are getting back in the swing of things after, you know, not going to conferences. So
I think it was just sparsely attended. Okay. If I'm just being, I mean, well, it was good. The people that were there, it was awesome, right? It was yes. wonderful. The vibes were good. Don't get me wrong. Love PodFest. But then we get into we're getting toward the period of time when this particular guy is going to show up. The big keynote, the mm-hmm. guy that everybody wants to see, famous parody comedian, worked with all the big stars and all the big acts. This is the guy. This is the man
yeah.
that's really going to just make this whole comedy track sing. And he's supposed to talk at 3:30 uh-huh. p.m. And so Jeff and I were outside the room at about 3 p.m. and people start straggling in. You know, yeah. Is this the guy? Is the guy going to talk? Yeah, this is the one. Like, yeah,
he's
yeah.
on his way.
3 o'clock rolls around and I say to Jeff, who was the main communicator on this, hey, did you get a hold of what's his name? Is, you know, does he know which room to be in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. And I'm like, what do you mean you haven't heard from him? I don't know. You're thinking, just, I don't know. I haven't heard from him yet. And I'm like, I don't know. You haven't heard from him. He's going to be here in a half an hour.
Minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Let's you know, let me text him. So he texts him. No response. 3:05, 3:10 roll around.
Oh,
now,
God.
Now the room is
like starting to
like
sweat a little bit.
I'm getting a little bit nervous yeah. because I find it a little bit odd that the keynote presenter at our comedy track has not even touched base
yes.
to find out what room it is. And no one has seen him. Not like you would know his face, but no one has like, there, you don't see a crowd of people. That guy's not in the room
yeah.
or in the conference that I
right.
see. So 3:15, 3:20 roll around. And now I'm really kind of nervous because now the room's for all the chairs are full.
Okay.
Right. And I'm like, so I run in. So I'm like, I got to say something to these people just to let them know that, you know, this in fact is happening. Cause mm-hmm. I still have the belief that what's going to happen is this guy's just going to roll up at like, you know, 3:27 and walk on stage like a professional
right.
and just kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, this is 3:30 to 5 p.m. We have this guy booked.
Oh, wow.
3:30 to 5 p.m. An hour and a half he's going to do. He's going to do a speech and then he's going to do a panel with Jeff and I. 3:27 rolls around and I'm like, I cannot wait any longer. I got to go in there. So I'm like, yeah. Hey, everybody, you know, Brian Green, TCBpodcast.com. Listen, you know, Jimmy Jammy's going to be here in just a few minutes. He's going to rock your socks off, knock your socks off with all the talk about, you know, I'm doing this whole commercial break number, right?
Yeah.
Thank God I'm
ad-libbing.
Yeah. Thank God I'm so shy in front of everyone. You
right.
know, I'm up there just kind of having fun.
Right.
3:30, 3:35 rolls around and I'm just kind of walking back and forth between Jeff, and now they're like the whole PodFest Expo staff is now all looking for this guy around the hotel.
Yeah.
They're checking the front desk to see if he's checked in. They're looking at the registration to see if he's actually checked into the festival.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 no. No response, no answer, no email, no phone call, no text.
Mm.
And I'm like, holy shit, we just got ghosted by this guy.
Right.
We got ghosted by him, which is like completely unprofessional.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, what do I do? Do I just cut it right now, cut our losses, and just walk away and say, he didn't show up. Sorry for your, there's lots of other stuff to go look at.
Yes. Sorry for disappointment.
Or do I go do full Brian Green?
Yes.
You know, what, razzling dazzling on the microphone and just get people to talk about whatever. I'm in a room full of podcasters. Everybody likes to fucking talk.
True.
So I figure let me just razzle dazzle and see if this guy is just,
you're good at
to
razzling
be
and dazzling.
Sure. You know, if you like,
I've seen you in sales meetings
yeah,
before with me.
We'll get to that in a future episode. I can talk.
Yes, you can.
And in a room full of podcasters, we have a lot of talkers.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure, ask a few questions, get people to talk to each other, answer
make
questions.
Make it interactive.
Make it interactive,
yes,
right?
Like a, I like it.
Like a clubhouse room. Only let's talk about, you know, machine guns and COVID, right?
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I razzle-dazzle for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, good.
And all the whole while I'm watching, you know, Jeff have a panic attack in the back and everybody from Podfest is circling around. This motherfucker never shows up. He never showed up. After 45 minutes, I finally had to just say to everybody, I'm really sorry, guys, it's not happening.
Yeah.
We can't find him. We actually hope he's okay at this point,
right?
We
yeah.
hope his physical health is okay. People are checking his Instagram. He hasn't checked in on Instagram in here's the craziest part about this. Jeff and I had a phone conversation with a guy 5 days before Podfest began to communicate what we wanted to do, mm-hmm. what day it was on, what time he was going to be, and what we all expected of each other, right? How are we going to present you? Like, how do you want to be introduced? What time are you going to be on? How's this going to go down? 5 days beforehand. So when he doesn't show up, and he has not posted since the day that we spoke to him on the phone. He's like a regular Instagram or Twitter.
Right.
You know,
there's concern.
A tweeter. He's a twatter. There was concern amongst everybody. I hope he's okay physically.
Yeah.
So now I start checking, like, you know, I'm starting to check the death notices and some of the new, like, local newspapers calling the hospitals. Now I'm concerned about his well-being.
Well, I know. Well, who was coordinating, like, flight and picking him up?
He coordinated his own flight.
Okay, so he said, I'll take care of everything, so you guys weren't thinking of that.
Yeah. Everything was all, it was all in the background taken care of. So, you know, everybody's disappointed, but, you know, hey, okay, well, we had a good time. Thanks anyway. Yeah, shit happens, but shit doesn't happen like this. You don't, like, miss a whole speech you're going to give. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that you're flying in for.
So I go up to the top of the hotel room and I'm butt wasted because now I've just spent, you know, 45 minutes on key, on point, you know, running around a room trying to stall for time that I don't even know what's going to go on. And I get a phone call from Jeff. I just heard from Schmizzle Schmazzle, and he's really sorry that he didn't attend. He thought he was supposed to be here on Sunday. And I'm like, the fucking conference ends on Sunday. Why would he think he has to be here on Sunday? There are multiple emails going back and forth about the day and the time. And I find this extraordinarily hard to believe. I'm just sharing this with you, my friend, between you and me.
Okay, just between us.
Just between you and me. I find this a little bit hard to believe. But then he says, this is what he follows up with. If you can find me a time, I can be there. I'm just about an hour away.
Oh, okay.
This guy lives clear across the country.
Oh.
Why is he an hour away? What in the fuck is going on? What do you mean he's an hour away? How did you get an hour away? How did you get an hour away and then you didn't notify any? Like, you didn't respond to any text messages, emails, or phone calls? Don't you find this suspicious?
Was he on vacation, maybe? Because it's Memorial Day weekend when this is going down.
That's true. That's just generally not a great time to do a conference. But, I mean, that's my opinion. I would, you know, Memorial Day is a tough day. But I will tell you what.
That's right.
What are people thinking?
I don't know.
Would you ever miss a speech like that?
No.
I mean, then again, I guess I don't give 12 of these a year for tens of thousands of days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that guy.
Yeah, no, I would definitely be prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm just sharing with you that was a rather strange event that happened. It was, I felt it to be unprofessional, unprepared, and unbelievable, quite frankly.
Has there been any follow-up?
Yeah. I mean, listen, he ended up showing up on Saturday. This was supposed to be on Friday. He ended up showing up on Saturday.
Okay.
And doing the whole, you know, the whole dog and pony show.
Yeah.
I had to leave on Saturday because I had a family situation I had to take care of. But I, you know, he did his thing.
Okay.
He eventually did his thing. But admittedly, probably not to the same hype that he would have gotten had he shown up to the actual time when he was being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize, you know, this is not the TEDx talk that he was hoping for, right? This is not 70,000 people at the Georgia Dome waiting to give this huge speech. You know, it's a couple hundred people in a room, but those couple hundred people really wanted to see him.
Yeah.
You know, they showed up. They showed up and there was standing room only. So they showed up and there was a lot of them.
And they said they got you and Jeff.
And they got me. They didn't even get Jeff. Okay. They got me. Jeff, poor Jeff. I think it was a combination of he was trying to, like, see if he could get a hold of him.
Right.
So he didn't, you know, so I decided to do this part while he decided to do that part. We didn't really talk about it, but it just I just grabbed the microphone. Let's just say it like that. I just grabbed the microphone. But I think the other thing too is maybe there was a little bit of like, oh shit, man, I got this guy, you know, here it is, my big get. And, you know, I wanted him, I think he was embarrassed a little bit.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Because if he came up, I was going to say, this is Jeff Dwoskin. He's the guy who got Smushy Smush to talk and the guy who didn't remind him that he had to be somewhere. I'm kidding, of course.
No, of course.
No, Jeff did a great job. He did a great job bringing
stuff happened.
He reeled the big fish in. He did. With a couple phone calls, he reeled the big fish in, and then the big fish
flopped away.
Yeah, it's like a salmon that flies swimming upstream.
Back out of the boat.
He got caught by a bear or a bottle of Jack Daniels. I don't know. I don't know that to be true. I don't know what happened. Yeah. I'm just sharing. And listen, at the end of the day, like, you know, I don't know this guy very, like, personally. We've spoken just a few times. I'm sure he's perfectly nice. He has lots of great reviews about his presentations.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's wonderful. And maybe it was just a slip of the mind.
Could have been.
Yeah. But
maybe he was looking at the wrong year on his Apple calendar.
I don't know, man. Have you ever missed something? Yeah.
Yes. Not very often. I'm a pretty on-time person.
Yeah.
And very, you know, cognizant.
To me,
of other people's time.
To me, 5 minutes early is mm-hmm. 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be on time. If I'm not on time, mm-hmm. I start to feel real upset. We have friends that are the exact opposite of this.
Yep.
It's like 30 minutes late is an hour early. Mm-hmm. So,
then they're doing well.
Yeah. But I won't soon forget that the second meeting that I was supposed to show up for the radio company we worked for Clear Channel.
Yes.
Was like a big meeting with all the honchos, right? All the honchos were going to get together in this
big dogs.
The big dogs.
The big wigs.
And the meeting
of... Why is it called big wig, by the way?
I think because of the wig, the bigger the wig, when like in 1947 or whenever
they used to. The more important?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe the guys from the dollop can answer that question, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Don't you imagine?
Yeah, it's
I don't know. What do I know? Fact, news, or fiction? 2 hours or less. But I remember that it had been put on my calendar for like 9 o'clock, but I was none the used to waking up that early.
Right.
So I set my alarm for like 9 p.m. And I told
the old AM PM.
Chrissy,
mistake.
I got up. I'll never forget this because I was with my ex-wife and she got up very early for work. Mm-hmm. She had always gotten up early for work for like 6 a.m. She worked for like a financial services business. So she got up at like 6 a.m., headed out the door. And then I would wake up at like, you know, eventually I would wake up at like 7 or after this particular situation I'd wake up at 7 or 7:30 and then make sure I got in the door by about 8:30. I live right down the street, so
yeah.
But this particular day
we had been out the night before,
probably. We were such drunkards.
We were.
So we were responding. I mean, everybody else was too.
Too. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I feel like in some ways we kind of led the charge. Anybody know where Brian is? What time is it? 10:30? Probably still sleeping. On Chrissy's couch. Having an allergy attack to her cats. Can I get a cigarette?
Right.
You got any smokes, Chrissy? So I woke up.
We somehow survived that period in our life.
It's unbelievable, quite frankly. It's really unbelievable that any of that went down and that we imagined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The conclusion of that story is I ended up waking up. I set the alarm for 9 p.m. probably because I was drunk the night before.
Right.
So I set it for 9 p.m. Uh-huh. And I woke up to like 115 missed calls from my ex-wife, who was like, you know, desperately. She knew that this big meeting was happening, like desperately trying to get a hold of me to make sure that I was awake. And like 2 missed phone calls from my boss. And when you just get 2 missed phone calls, you know they've given up on you. They're like, well, he's fired. Congratulations to him. I didn't even take a shower. I literally got dressed as I was going in the car just headed right to the meeting. I got there at like 9:45. I think I blamed it on diarrhea or something. You know,
I
you
used
always
to
go
keep
diarrhea.
Those little things in my car too. Remember those like disposable toothbrushes that were all inclusive with like the toothpaste and everything?
I used to buy the Caribou. I used to go to Caribou Coffee, and I'd buy those mints. I don't even remember, but I walked around.
The Caribou mints.
Yeah,
you had that Caribou you went to all the time.
All the time, every day, twice a day. Yeah. I'd go there once, I'd go there again at lunchtime, and I bought those mints by the box. And I would always be popping in those because I was a cigarette smoker, and I fucking still drunk from the night before.
Right, the alcohol.
Oh my God, what a mess. You're right. It's hard to believe we survived those times. Which is why... I don't even know how to begin to enter this particular topic.
Okay.
Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start there. Jersey Shore, an incredibly popular television show on MTV that you have to have buried your balls in the ground for 15 years not to know who Snooki and JWoww and Pop Pop or whatever the fuck their names
Pauly.
Are. Pauly, Pop Pop, Jim Tan Laundry, whatever that is. Right? And Jersey Shore.
GTL,
Jim Tan Laundry. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that I was also caught by the bug early on.
I was too. I think it was it swept the nation.
Swept the nation because you couldn't help but laugh at these goombas who are fucking, you know, red as a rainbow, running around with their...
The hair products. The tans, the muscle shirts,
and the short shorts.
Yes.
And, you know, Snooki
and
with
just
her.
The drunkenness at night.
Oh, yeah.
And,
it reminded me so much. It was so familiar to me. I think that probably started right directly after we left Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
The first season of Jersey Shore.
Yeah. That
but it was
right.
so familiar to me. And since I was almost a cast member on The Real World, I felt like as they were hyping up the show before it actually started, I felt like this was birthed out of The Real World for the 2000s.
Sure.
So the updated version. Let's put as much alcohol as we possibly can into these human beings, spin them around and see which direction they go.
Right.
Yeah. And which direction they went was right up to the fucking top because they became an instant sensation.
Huge stars.
Huge stars. And they still are to this day.
Somebody went to jail. Other people divorced.
You put 20 goombas in a room, you're bound to get 18 of them in jail. I'm not going to throw stones in a glass house, but let's just say this. It was a total shit show from beginning to end.
It was.
And it still is. They're doing what's it called? The Jersey Shore Vacation or something?
I saw that.
Where now they rent out entire hotels. And get drunk. It's a life that
I think they went to Italy one time too.
Oh yeah, the Jersey Shore meets Italy.
Yeah,
takes over Italy. I'm sure those
Italians were like great.
They were like great. Our ancestors shit out a couple of fucking morons, and now they got to rent my villa in Mallorca, which is in Spain, not in Italy. Yeah. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You're not here for a geography lesson.
Yep.
But so Jersey Shore. So now Jersey Shore has certainly run its course. It's 15 years old, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
10 or 15 years old. 15 years old, it's got to be.
It's been tapped for as long as
it goes. It's been tapped for as long as it goes. And I'm sure the ratings dwindle every time that they get another Jersey Shore because everyone's getting older. And really, let's be honest, it's about young people getting drunk and hooking up. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So MTV, in their infinite fucking wisdom, decides that they are going to put together a new Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And this new Jersey Shore is not anywhere near the new Jersey Shore. It is not even near a shore. I guess it is. But this is going to piggyback off an episode we did a couple days ago. The new Jersey Shore is called Buckhead Shore.
Oh.
And it is about Buckhead, Atlanta.
Buckhead.
Only it is filmed at a lake that is nowhere near Buckhead, Georgia.
I did read about this.
Did you read about this?
Yes.
Do you want to watch the trailer?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Let's watch the trailer. Go to TCB Podcast.
I read the snippet about it and I was like, oh, Lord, okay.
Okay, TCBpodcast.com or YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak to check out the video version of the show. Released a number of days after the audio version, but we put out clips every single day of the week. Let me, I can't ever get this to work. Oh, there we go. Okay, ready? Let's listen/watch the new Buckhead Shore. Trailer.
First, the party was here.
Party's here.
Oh, yeah.
And then Chi-Chi's came out.
Chi-Chi's up.
Let's get it.
And now it's
time.
I didn't see Chi-Chi's.
Florida-Bama Shore. I'm sorry.
Oh,
they did
the Florabama.
Florida-Bama Shore.
Sure, that's right.
Which is a show that's been going on for like six or seven seasons now. And I actually like Florida-Bama Shore.
I actually like it
a little bit more than I like Jersey Shore because I feel like the people are a little bit more real. Mm-hmm. Not by much, but a little bit. Okay.
To bring the next shore thing to the lake.
This is the Atlanta's version of the shore.
Juicy, juicy, juicy.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Buckhead Shore, where these best friends spend the most expensive.
Okay, now.
This does piggyback on what we're just, lake life.
We just said, had a whole episode called Lake Life, and we were talking about how fucking bananas Lake Lanier gets. We had no idea. I had no idea that this show, none. I want to promise you, we did not know this because it was just announced like a couple of days ago. And, or during the MTV Music Awards, actually, which was two nights ago, right?
Yes.
Best friends spend their summers lakeside.
When things get too hot in Buckhead, we like to just go to the water.
Everything okay out there?
So are they supposed to be from Buckhead?
Messy is our specialty.
Were they just flashing somebody?
Oh my God. Yeah, they're just flashing the lake. Welcome to Lake Lanier, like I told you. You can bet that by the end of this season, there is going to be a lot of guys with leather skin, big muscles, small heads, and huge boats that they don't know how to drive surrounding this particular house.
Absolutely. When did they film this, too? Because it's just getting started with summer.
So it must have been last year.
Must have been last year, which
this is our new summer.
COVID was still going on. Jeez.
Well, I mean, they don't take tests or whatever. But last summer, things were,
easing.
Know. Yeah.
Parker, Headbuck, and Juju, King of Clubs.
Headbuck.
Family owns one of the biggest fast food chains in the Southeast.
I was born downstairs in a strip club.
He's a king of strip.
I was born downstairs of a strip club.
I cannot wait to have clips of this show to play on the commercial break.
Yes.
We will be keeping hot tabs on Buckhead Shore. You better believe it. Let's see some other cast members.
Yes.
The strips. I'm the king of stripper chips.
God, I hope they don't use that.
Katie, Queen Bey, and Bethania, Heart of the Lake.
Our group of friends, I don't even know where to begin.
Heart of the Lake.
Degenerates.
Bougie. Dramatic. Again.
Dramatic.
Like we're one big dysfunctional ass family.
We're degenerates.
Woo!
Fucking the reality show that has a group of friends on it says the same fucking thing. It's straight out of Casting 101. Our group of friends is like one big dysfunctional family. We drink hard, we love hard, and we fuck hard. Here's my dick. And everybody this side of the Lake Lanier has seen my dick. Everybody says the same fucking thing.
I mean,
it's
their
not
parents
original.
Must be so proud.
Of course, we say the same thing about our friendship, too. So.
That's true.
DJ, music royalty.
My dad is an award-winning producer. I love poems. I love sex. I combined it and made it sexual poetry.
Combined it.
He combined it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had only the best of educations. I think his dad is a famous like Motown producer.
Oh, okay.
I think I recognize. Like they showed a quick shot of him.
I recognize him.
Yeah.
Snap after it. You slap your ass.
Although lake life might seem like an escape.
Give these kids a boat and a bunch of alcohol.
I don't.
Okay, welcome to the 2022 MTV new show rollout. Now, I'd like to turn it over to our good friend Justin. Justin's on the other line there. He's going to tell us about the brand new show that's going to take over the Teen Moms and Jersey Shore.
Hey, thanks everybody, it's Justin. I've got an idea for a show. It includes very expensive boats, houses we can rent for $20,000 a day, and incredibly drunk 20-year-olds.
Brilliant! That's brilliant!
It's never been done before.
Never been done before. It's groundbreaking.
I just thought of it while I was taking a shit last night.
$2 million budget.
I'm gonna need seven.
Give him eight! Gold Bud Light. They're going to be the sponsor.
Absolutely.
We're going to need a Bud Light truck at the house every 3 days. And you know that's what fucking happens.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yep,
who's your friend over there at Budweiser? Don't say his name. Who's your friend over there? Yeah, he's probably up there right now delivering beer.
No, if he's going to let me down.
They don't know I'm gay.
Stop telling two girls that you're in love with them.
They don't know I'm gay. Well, surprise.
He told two girls he was in love with them and he's gay? Hey.
Quite the trick.
Yeah.
The trick to pull someone.
Twice the fun. Double stuffed.
Must be Lake Logic.
Can get bucking.
Lake Logic.
She's got vocal fry. It must be Lake Logic. It makes me sexy when I.
Right.
When it sounds like I'm about to throw up.
I have something to tell you.
You do? You're pregnant.
Oy vey.
Did you say oy vey?
Yeah, I'm
French. Yep, got pregnant at the lake this summer, Mom.
Have no idea whose it is.
That's right.
I'm basically a bucket full of jizz, Mom. I'm full of Bud Light and roommate jizz.
time to take the shore.
Oh!
It's a total show.
Down to the ATL.
What are we celebrating?
Thursday.
MTV's Buck
out of a brown bag.
Oh my God. This is like the Real Housewives.
Jersey. Does it say Jersey?
It does say Jersey, June 3rd, 23rd. If anybody wants to tune in, here's the thing about all of these shows that are filmed in Atlanta. They're not in Atlanta.
No.
First of all, second of all, it's Buckhead Shore. Now, there is a Buckhead, Georgia, like an actual town called Buckhead, Georgia.
No, it is near the lake.
It is near Lake Lanier.
Lake Oconee.
Lake Oconee.
Yes.
Oh, maybe this is on Oconee. Who fucking knows? Who fucking cares?
I don't think the Oconeers would allow it, though.
But why do all
There's
of this?
There's the Ritzes out there.
I know.
They're not going to allow this.
I don't know. I mean, would they have any choice, maybe?
I think they're talking Buckhead, Atlanta, downtown.
He said, when we get sick of Buckhead, we go to the lake.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about Atlanta reality television. It's never in Atlanta, and it's
not
always...
Not the city of Atlanta. Atlanta Metro.
None of the Real Housewives of Atlanta live in Atlanta.
No, it's far out.
It's far out. They all live in Forsyth or some place where you can get a lot of land and a big house for $4 and a song.
Yes.
Right? So yes. None of those ladies... I mean, the original cast of Real Housewives of Atlanta, none of them were rich. None of them lived in Atlanta.
No.
And all of them were just dramatic. That's it. But I mean, I know that's a formula. I'm not an idiot, right? I'm not naive. Mm-hmm. But all of these shows make us look extremely bad. Like Little Women of Atlanta, where they're just like, they're small people and they're throwing each other around bars. It's awful. What's the other one? BET's whatever.
And Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta. What, yeah. And then there's Atlanta, the ATL Tattoo or whatever.
Yeah.
Then none of these make Atlanta look at all what it really is, which is a very cool, diverse, artsy place for people to come and you know, sew their wares. It's a very interesting and cool place. And
yes,
it always looks so one-dimensional through the lenses.
I know.
And now we're going to add yet another shitty reality television show. I can already tell that this is not going to be a popular show. I didn't see one interesting character in there that I would like to watch. Not one.
No.
Except for the girl, maybe, it was like, she might be the new Paris Hilton. You never know.
Right.
So there's one more thing that I did want to show you real quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around.
I just wanted to Rick Roll you.
I love this. We just bought this album on vinyl.
You bought this album on vinyl?
Oh, yeah. Jeff.
You and Jeff got problems.
We heard it down in Costa Rica.
You need to see
the
therapist.
The band was playing it. The on-hold music for the company that he works with is this song. Like, there's a whole Rick Astley movement.
So wait, so you basically got Rickrolled in Costa Rica and then on a phone call and now you want to buy the album?
Yeah, well.
I mean, listen, I got nothing against Rick Astley, but how many
other... It was part of Record Store Day. So
how many other songs does he have that you know?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple. When we were playing the album, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah, but nothing like the Rickroll song. And that song quickly became the worst song ever because you hear it
at
every
time.
Radio station you turned it on because it was pop. They put it on the rock station. It was like an awful fucking song that never, ever went away. But I just thought I'd Rickroll it.
Everybody. A resurgence.
I thought I'd Rickroll everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all of those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better and it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. That's 661, best to yo. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the
get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And rolling right into how are Chrissy and I... Here's how I'm segueing this.
Okay.
How are Chrissy and I going to get ourselves onto Buckhead Shore Season 2?
Yes.
We're going to have to take 20 years off our life, first of all, because they're not looking for old...
We're going to dip back in the well.
They're not looking for unfunny old fuck sticks. So how are we going to do this? Here's how we're going to do this. We're going to have to take some beauty advice from one of our favorite friends.
Okay.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. I think that I do.
It's Frankie B. Yeah. All right. Everybody loves Frankie B. Settle down. We get so many reviews.
He's got the best advice.
He's got the best advice. And we make it even
sweet.
Better.
Yeah.
Sweet. Chalon sweet. The pee pee at the sweet sweet. Somebody left a review.
We did. I saw the review about
and
that.
And they were like, I want to, she said, I think it's a she, yeah. Said, I work in a
salon.
A salon and yeah. Frankie's full of shit. Yeah. And then she's like, he's so right about the sweet, sweet, pee-pee at the sweet, sweet. In case you're unfamiliar, we've got like probably 10 or maybe 11 Frankie B episodes at this point. Frank Bernardo is a man. We're guessing... He wants to say late 40s, but it's probably late, early 60s, yes. Right? And he has a channel dedicated to fitness, fashion, fun, lifestyle, food, working out, cars,
so
anything.
Yeah.
He's got no focus on his channel whatsoever. But whatever Frankie feels like talking
cooking.
About. Cooking.
We recently reviewed the disgusting deviled eggs.
That's right. That's right. Together. Oh, God. He's got a whole like follow me for the day and see what I eat. Well, maybe we'll do that one after a while. But I went back and I dug in the Frankie archives because he's not pulling out videos as fast as he used to. And he took down all of the content regarding dating. He's because I think he now has a girlfriend.
I think so.
And I'm sure she's like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
She's the one that's in the
travel
videos
video. That's
where
right.
She's like, stop. Like, don't film me.
I don't want to be a part of your bullshit. That's horrible advice you're giving. Here's our thing on Frankie. We do love Frankie. We have a big spot in our heart for Frankie. So Frankie, if you're listening, and I suspect sometimes you are, we love you. This is all in good fun. But Frankie will go on forever and ever, and he will say nothing. There is never has a human being ever been on earth that said more words and actually said nothing whatsoever, except for maybe me. I'm number two. He's number one. I'm number two. And when Chrissy and I did a video about his big, the business that he's in, he says that he invented the concept of salon suites, which is salon suites. Is what it is, and it's where you rent out a space from a salon owner so that you can do hair and makeup and all this other stuff. Well, that my business model has been around forever and ever. I don't know what he's talking about. But he says he invented it like 5 years ago. He's like, 5 years ago, I invented it. And he was talking about the differences between the big franchises and Frankie B's House of Salon, Salon Suisse. And he said, I got marketing ideas. And I was like, yeah. Like,
they weren't good.
Farting Friday. Okay, so you get it. You can go back and watch those videos. But Frank is back to tell us how we take 10 years off of our life. 10 years. I don't know how you take 10 years off of your life, but
Just pick up smoking again.
Yeah, smoking did it for me. I think smoking really made me look younger.
So you're over the age of 50, and you want to take how many years off your look? 10?
Look.
You know what, brother? Don't turn this video off, because I got your back.
Boom. Live stuff. Oh my God, he's checking out the... This is a new intro.
No, this is the old intro.
This is the old intro.
Remember he had this song? Yeah. This rock
Ready
song?
Ready for the weekend. I'm
pretty sure that this is like, I don't know. Who is this? This is Puddle of Mud cover band running around behind him singing his own very own opening song. Hey guys, a little bit louder if you would. I don't think everybody on the golf course can hear me. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Wow.
He is jacked. This guy is jacked.
He's working out in the gym right now. I mean,
say what you will about Frankie B. He is in shape.
He is
or at least
shape.
He was in this video.
Yep. Oh!
Whoa! Ow!
Oh! Oh my God. He's got scissors.
You gotta watch this.
He's got scissors.
You gotta watch this. This is the intro. This is called an intro,
like
right?
He's Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, and he's so it goes through all the things that he's going to talk about: fitness, fashion, grooming, fun, lifestyle. And when it comes to grooming, because he's owns Salon Suites, he's got two pairs of scissors, one in each hand, and he's like, he's pretending like he's like Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, he's karate chopping all of you. We're all going to die of karate chops. Oh,
here's a girl putting on her lip gloss. Oh, come on.
And the obligatory coming out of the water shot.
It's also really close.
I know.
So like he was like the creature from the blue pool in Mexico.
My skin is 100% grade A cow leather. I'm going to start selling skin as patches for your holes in your car seat. Okay, Frankie.
Frank.
So how can I take 10 years off my look? I know you're banging your head. Well, I'm going to talk about three products that will instantly take 10
Let's
years
hear it.
Off your look.
Steroids, cocaine.
Oil.
Steroids, cocaine,
tanning oil.
Tuna. Tuna hard boiled eggs. Tanning oil. Baby oil, put it all over you. That's what my mom used to do.
I know. My mom
she used to cover herself in baby oil and go out and sit in the sun with one of those like aluminum reflectors. Yeah. God damn, things were different.
Things
were
different.
You might not like them. You might not want to hear about it. But give me the length of this video of your time.
Give me 40 to 80 minutes to explain nothing to you.
Just give it time.
Yeah, Frank, why don't you just tell me what the three are? We can get over it.
Yeah, just name them.
And then you think about it. You decipher if this is right for you. Because if you think that you're going to take 10 years off your look by putting facial creams and serums and anti-wrinkling creams on, you're crazy.
Crazy. If you think by eating healthy, putting lotions on, applying sunscreen every day, not smoking or drinking or doing drugs on an occasional basis is going to take some time off your face, you're crazy. Chicken jizz. That's how you do it. And I'm about to show you how. Welcome to Frankie B's chicken jizz lotion. You two could get Frankie B's chicken jizz lotion. $59.99. Hand milked.
So all these companies are doing is trying to market it. It's impossible. But if you do use those products coupled with the procedures that I'm going to talk about today, you're going to make some impacts. Hold on. I got to get the product first.
Oh, Frankie. He's on the move.
Okay.
He's doing some professional editing, Chrissy. Yeah. So now Frankie's going to walk into what I assume is one of his suites.
Salon suite. Yes.
Which is at the top of a townhouse is what it looks like. He walked into a door and then another door, went up a set of stairs. Now he's on the third door. You know, location is everything.
Oh, and I see that there's just one chair.
Thank you, Beth.
He's in the utility closet now. Wait, it says, look at the note. It says, don't forget stuff in the fridge.
Don't forget the chicken juice. It goes bad after a couple days. Don't forget stuff in the fridge.
He's in the utility closet.
That's the office to the salon suite.
There's some folders in the back there.
Oh my God, Chrissy, that's crazy.
And a note not to forget the stuff in the fridge.
I've been in porta toilets that are bigger than that. I know. He did have one chair in the entire salon suite. Yeah. By the way, I looked up I found the name.
The name of it.
I slow-mo'd it. I found the name. Uh-huh. I Googled it. The website is overcomplicated and has all this people running around and. He's got one chair. It's my most successful franchise yet. We're booked 20% of the time with me.
Monopress and semen. Let's go on.
Did he say semen? I told you this was going to be a jizz video. I just knew it. Model threads and semen.
Let's go back and listen here.
Mono threads and semen.
He did say semen.
Let's go on a tour.
Semen.
I think he's saying semen.
This room. This is where we perform all of our procedures: Botox, derma fillers, mono threading, microdermablation.
Ablation. It's called abrasion. Ablation. I want to show you this room. It's where we do all of our procedures: Botox, microdermablations. Monco threading, Siemens. We also do hair cutting, back waxing. I work out in here. I sleep here on the floor. When I have visitors, chair, I invite them over.
That chair goes back, yeah. You know, like a lazy boy.
That's right. Dinner parties, I do it all here. This is my house.
Well, aesthetics is done here in this room.
Aesthetics.
So, let me give you a quick view of it. Okay, obviously our procedure chair. I did add another light up over here because some of these treatments get intense and we really have to hone in on their face, okay?
I bought an extra light at Target because things get intense in here sometimes.
You really gotta look at their face.
When you're sticking someone with a deadly toxin, you want to make sure you know where it's going. You know what I'm saying? So I added a light.
Right.
Because that's what I want to hear. Hey, Brian, welcome back.
thank you. She paralyzed that side of my face.
Don't worry. I added a light. I bought it at Target. It's gonna change everything. Don't worry. We'll get the right side of your face exactly the same way. No one will notice.
Prep area, workstations, and then in this room over here, this is where we keep all the medical supplies.
It's called a closet. This room is literally 10 by 10, guys. You have to go and look at this. His entire salon suite is 10 by 10. I can't even take it. I thought it was bad, but I had no idea. I didn't watch this video, so I have no idea. I mean, I didn't watch it too far. Is that a dildo on his on the?
It looks like one.
The shelf has more space than the actual procedure place.
And then obviously a product station, and then we get back into the hallway.
And then we're done.
I don't know if you know this, but this is where I control the air conditioning because sometimes things get intense in here and you need a little bit more air conditioning. That coupled with the light, and I basically run the most professional Botox application center in all of the Midwest.
Oh my God.
Are you looking for temporary numbness in your feet, neck, and eyeballs? Hi, I'm Frankie B, and I'm here to introduce my latest product, Zeman. It's like Botox, Kind of. But it's chicken semen. Want to make those lips nice and plump? Semen. I'm going to take those frowns and turn them upside down. Semen. We've only had 3 people die so far out of 12.
Door. All right. So I'm back in the studio. Are you ready to find out?
Which is also
my salon suite.
My salon suite. I put a blue tarp up.
What product number one is to take 10 years off your look instantly? Well, here it is.
Instantly.
It's called Zeman.
It's called Zeman, and I've swallowed a lot of it.
It's instant.
It's called Zeman. I like to freeze mine in the freezer, drink it for breakfast. You know those tuna eggs I made? I just pour a little dab on. A little dab will do ya. Take 10 years right off your face. It's the only substance in the world that has negative calories. Zeman. 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 Does he not realize what an awful name this is? Does he not for 1 second think about the ramifications of doing a video on Zeman? Does he not know that the commercial break has been doing this for 2 years? It's almost like he's asking us to do this.
I know.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Products that do the same thing that you're more familiar with is Botox and Dysport, okay? All 3 of these products are neurotoxins, okay? And what they do is they are going to relax the muscles from here on up.
Your whole face.
What they're going to do is they're basically going to
numb your entire face. Relax your you whole
see where,
face.
See the skull where your brain is? It's basically going to numb your brain. It. Yeah, from here to your penis. But don't worry, we've got anti-Zeman. You could shoot yourself right up in the dick and get a boner like no problem.
Your wrinkles you get when you squint on your crow's feet, which are all these areas right here around the eyes. You know, if you cringe your eyes, you're going to get all those lines that tighten up, okay, aging you. And a lot of people have giant 11s, we call them, right here.
That's what we call
11s,
them.
That's what we call them. Who? Who is we?
Okay, there's some people I could take a quarter and stick it in there, and it'll stay stuck in there. They're so deep, okay?
Well,
and
me, for right now, as I'm squinting, trying to figure out what he's doing.
I know. I can just see Frankie throwing quarters at someone's forehead.
Yeah, put a quarter in there.
I got to figure out how much semen I got to use. You don't mind if I throw a quarter at your forehead, do you?
Lines, okay? So this product is meant to relax the muscle, therefore decreasing the wrinkles, okay? Now tell me, what cream or serum is going to be able to do that? Nothing. So that
nada. Nothing. Nothing works like semen to relax you. There's nothing quite like a couple shots of semen in the face to relax your muscles. You asked us to do this. You told us to. You basically sent out a notif- it's like you sent up the Frankie B signal, like the best signal. I got another stupid fucking video you guys can talk about.
It's called Zeman.
He just said a couple shots of Zeman in your face will relax your muscles. Oh, I'm like a 13-year-old boy right now.
Oh, God, he's really
settled. I think we're the modern-day Beavis and Butthead.
A lot of you are going, oh, my God, I don't want frozen face. Well, you don't have to have frozen face, okay? I can get you
frozen
to
face.
Any extreme that you want. If you want gentle relaxation, I can do it. If you want medium relaxation.
Or maybe you want a frozen face.
Maybe you want frozen face. In that case, I throw all the semen at you. I literally shoot a boatload of semen at you. Now your face is frozen. Oh. Hi, darling. It's me. I just got back from Frankie B's. Salon Sweet. Sorry, can't move my face.
Oh, look.
I got a boatload of semen. He threw all the semen at me.
It's semen day.
How does it look?
I gotta go to Frankie.
I asked him to do frozen face.
I'm going to go home and tell Jeff. I heard about this new product. It's going to take 10 years off my face. Life. They're just going to shoot Zeman. Not to me.
Frankie B invited us over for a Zeman party. Hello, Frankie. I feel my muscles starting to relax a little bit. Can you shoot some more Zeman in me? No problem, Beatrice. Come on back. I'll shoot some Zeman on you.
Frozen face. I can give you frozen face. Whatever you want. Frozen face. Whatever look works for you. So, guys, this is the product that's going to instantly take
frozen face.
Years.
I mean, I get what frozen face is, but because it's when you can't move. Like, yeah. When people, you know, it's too much Botox.
It's too much Botox.
But I mean, I.
But why are you promoting that part of your business?
If you want it. I can give it to you. It just costs more.
Nothing says I look 20 years younger like frozen face. Hello. It's me, Beatrice. Frankie B's number one customer. I go in every day.
Brian, you look 10 years younger. Well, thank you. What did you have done?
I had frozen face.
Wait, why can't you?
Don't worry about it. I had frozen face done. Exclusively at Frankie V's House of Salon Suite. It's hard to say with no lips. Oh my god, this is the best one yet. That's the best one yet.
Nothing says 10 years like frozen face.
Nothing makes me more attractive to the young hipper scuppers around than frozen face. Now I can go for those 60-year-olds I've been looking for. Oh, thanks to Freaky Me.
This is going to get us to the lake. I'm telling you.
We're going
we
to the lake.
Get frozen face. Head up to Lake.
Hello, MTV Casting. It's me, Beatrice. Yes, I live in Atlanta and I have frozen face. I'm going to have to drink through a funnel. Gonna have to put it right in me.
I have a feeding tube.
Yes, I must have to drink the other way in my anus. It'll still get me drunk. Don't worry. Oh my god. Beatrice is a new friend of ours. Yeah.
Number two, that's gonna make you look 10 years younger instantly. It's derma fillers, okay? One of my favorites.
He came up with those.
Yeah. I invented them. I invented Botox.
This is brand new.
I invented
hot
Botox.
Off the press.
Hot off the press. Botox. I invented it by putting my tuna eggs in the refrigerator for 4 days. I ate one and all of a sudden I couldn't move my face. I had frozen face. Oh, yeah. Derma filler. It's like he... Yeah, like he's the exclusive derma filler guy. Come on, Frankie.
All three products are meant to plump up your skin, okay? What happens?
You said they're meant to relax our skin, not plump them up. What are you talking about? Get your story straight here, Frankie.
Is as we age, okay, we lose collagen, okay? You cannot stop that. So what happens? Gravity sets in. So if you notice that you may have these deep lines.
God, they're getting really close to going up his nose.
Yeah.
He's getting very close to the camera.
The good news is the guy probably doesn't have a nose hair to be found because he probably has some, like, I don't know, industrial blade that he uses on his nose.
What was the one we were watching too where he put the camera like right between his legs?
That was one where he was like walking around his town and he was doing all these weird, like, you know,
I think
cameras.
He was scoping out the town home that he now has the suite.
That's right. It's fucking Brian De Palma out there making a masterpiece. Hello, Freaky. I don't mean to interrupt your crotch shot, but I feel like frozen face is going away a little bit.
Shoot me again.
It's been 12 hours since my last semen.
Collagen, your face sags, okay? And you start to look like a puppet. Thus the name.
A puppet? Lines,
okay?
Jeez.
And what else happens?
What the fuck are you talking about? A puppet. Hello? I can't move my arms, Frankie.
A puppet?
A puppet.
I don't think.
A puppet.
That wasn't what I thought he was.
I know.
Do puppets... Puppets are just fake. They don't have saggings.
They don't have wrinkles. When does a puppet have a wrinkle? Which puppet do you know that has a wrinkle? I mean, maybe Pinocchio, the guy's like 200 years old.
Two old guys in the Muppets, okay. But that's it.
Yeah, he should have said Muppet then, not puppet. I feel like this guy, I feel like Frankie's a Muppet. Should be.
Is our eye sockets start getting sucked in, okay?
Whoa.
And you start looking Skeletor in this area.
Wow, Frankie. For a channel that's supposed to make people growing older feel great about themselves, you are describing the last scene of Indiana Jones as aging. Remember when the guy melted?
Like, it turned into dust.
Yeah.
And poofed.
No, the one in Indiana Jones when he melted.
Yes. Those also get sucked in, okay? In this area right here, you get sucked in and you start looking gaunt, okay? Your face just...
I don't know about you, Chrissy, but my face is just getting fatter, not skinnier.
True.
And I may have to do something with chocolate Chex and creamer, but I don't know. I'll check back with you later.
Starts concaving to your skeleton, okay?
Until you're a skeleton.
Until you're basically dead and gone. Oh, my God. This is the best Frankie
movie. It really is.
It is. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Everyone settle down. We don't even have close to enough time to finish this video. It's like... We've got another 30 minutes to go or something. So this is what we'll do. We'll get back to Frankie, I promise, and we'll do it this week. So don't worry. You'll get your Frankie fix. If it's Wednesday when you're hearing this, we'll get to it Friday or Monday. We'll get to it within 7 days. I promise. We'll finish this Frankie video. We got lots of other great stuff coming up. We're talking about sales coaches, MLMs. Chrissy and I are going back to listen to some of our own episodes. We're going to make fun of ourselves on the video camera. And lots of other great stuff that I have planned for you. Chrissy and I have a true crime series coming up. Wait until you hear
Skeletor.
That. It's called Zeman. The case of the dead Zeman. We have so much fun shit coming up. I want to say a special thank you to a few people out there who have been just lovely to us for this entire ride. Our good friend, our dear friend, Tina Cano, who has been here since day one. She's a good friend of mine for many years. She contributes content to this show all the time and is a huge supporter. Will, the champ, never stopping. He's a good friend and also a content contributor to the show. And now our good friend, Luke.
Luke.
Luke from Philly.
Nice.
Who has been a big fan of ours for a long time and reached out to me. And I just wanted to share his name with everybody. Luke is a super fan. Another TCB super fan.
I got to throw in Roxanne Reagan,
Roxanne Reagan, for sure. That makes four. And then we have Marianne, five. And then we have, then we got the other Will, seven. I mean.
We've got 10 listeners. We're going 10 strong.
10 listeners downloading every single episode. And that's why we got that Spotify contract that makes us $1 million. We're literally fighting over pennies here, guys. Come on. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Leave us a review. That's the best thing that you can do is leave us a review. Puts us at the top of the charts. The charts allow other people to discover us, and the show continues to grow, and it does almost 500,000 listeners in the last 30 days. It's crazy. I can't even believe what's going on with the commercial break. And we're never going to take it too seriously because it's probably going to go away really as quickly as it came. But listen, tcbpodcast.com, that's where you find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the video, all the audio, right there from one location, 661-BEST-TO, 661-237-8296. Content ideas, questions, comments, concerns, all right there. And please do leave that review on your favorite podcast player because we need you to. Okay, Chrissy, it's good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, good to be seen.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you,
and best
Brian.
To you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, all we can say, all we can do, all we must do is...
Bye! Bye.